What's on your mind? Mark here. Scott to join me soon. What's on your mind, folks? Call 855-200-1776. The first fatality in Ukraine as the Russian takeover surged into a defense area and a brigade, a local defense brigade, one was killed. So they have literally now one death caused by the seizure of the Crimea. Apparently now, NSA can record all the calls in the entire country. Go back, review them. Boom, boom, gather every call that every human being made in an entire country, and then review them, and they can go back a whole month. It's pretty powerful, isn't it? How are you doing, folks? I love the morning. Gentle breeze, 29 degrees here in Fargo. Pleasant time. You there, Mr. Scott?
I am, Mr. Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling happy that it's such a nice morning. How is it out in Bismarck, sir?
It is a nice morning. I'm actually in Fargo today.
Oh, you are?
I didn't venture westward. No.
Oh.
So I'm right here. I'm calling you with a traffic report.
Okay. Well, how's the traffic? Not too much ice or anything.
The biggest traffic jam of the morning was at McDonald's.
That's one of the main food groups is pizza and McDonald's. I think that's sort of popcorn.
When I'm in town, I do like to bring Haley to school, and she wanted a biscuit, just a plain biscuit. How's that for boring?
Well, I don't know.
So she wanted this morning. So anyway,
it's a lot better than starvation. The children in Kenya are getting some roots this morning.
But I was listening to you and your commentary about what happened last night with Russia and Ukraine. I watched a little bit of O'Reilly last night. His talking points was that, you know, we as Americans seem to be obsessed over this missing plane. I'm done with that plane, by the way, because obviously this is a rogue pilot. You know, we get more pieces of this information from his personal computer and flight simulator and all the different things that lead us to believe this was some sort of twisted plot on the part of the pilot. So I'm moving on, right?
Yeah.
Because I think a much bigger issue is Russia. And, you know, it seems really obvious, but if Mark the Freedom Pole was president for a day, I bet you'd give Vladimir Putin something to fear. I think our biggest weakness right now is we're not feared. We're seen really as, you know, we don't want to make anybody mad. So therefore, we're going to just kind of gingerly maneuver around the situation, and meanwhile, we get taken advantage of here. Isn't that what's happening?
You know, and Bill O'Reilly's right. Why he said he can almost guarantee North Korea is going to rattle the cage of South Korea. Iran has got to take heart. Syria, there is no vacuum. The only thing that keeps evil at bay is strength, period, and fear. Nothing else. No rhetoric, no debate, no negotiations, no good examples. You know, it's just ironic that Obama was part of the Senate team that went over to Ukraine several years ago and asked them to disarm with the promise that NATO and we would take care of them. They were over there destroying their tanks and their bazookas, and, you know, they are really defenseless, except the fact that the people of Western Ukraine are really, to a high degree, very committed to freedom and individual liberty, and they don't like Putin.
And guess what's on the front page of the Fargo Forum today?
A tattoo thing. You know, that's the first time you ever got a tattoo. Wasn't that a wonderful moment? It's like eating the first time you ever ate pizza or something. I don't know.
are we incapable of dealing with the tough questions in this world? So we want to go to the easy stuff? I don't know. Does that say more about us or about journalism today? I don't know.
Well, and then right there below the tattoo story is about the new Harley Davidson store front page.
And then some business news, right? I mean,
yeah.
Just...
I feel sad about it. It looks like the river boat might be in some challenges because of the federal government harassing it.
There's a couple of news stories, but I don't understand how top of the fold, you know, let's wax eloquent and reminisce about getting our first tattoos is news. I guess it's sort of lifestyle, but I just connected more to the fact that, you know, we've got a major international crisis going on, and be it rabbit chases for a missing plane or reading stories about our first tattoos, we seem to, again, I don't know whether to put this on journalism or the consumers of news.
Well, you'd think it'd be in Variety or back page stuff.
It matters what's happening in Russia, doesn't it?
It's big time, and it's extremely dangerous. And it could, and you know, the thing is, one of the things is Putin is being regarded as the hero, the second coming of Stalin. Russia is excited about the reconstituting of the old Soviet Empire. You know, there's 40% of the people in Croatia, or Estonia, excuse me, speak Russian. The Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, Croatia, there's a lot of formerly Eastern European countries that are vulnerable here, and especially if we don't show any strength.
So where's Ronald Reagan? Where is the peace through strength? Is anybody playing that part?
Nobody. You hear Ted Cruz talking like that. And how did Reagan do it? He committed to improving our defensive capacity. He wanted through a buildup of our conventional forces. He talked about Star Wars to defend us from rogue missiles. And now that we have the opining of the journalists in Russia saying that they're the only country that could turn America into radioactive ash, any liberal that thinks we need to show good faith and make ourselves vulnerable when we have the technology way since the 60s with Nike X, what the Israelis are already doing, they have this dome of protection, this iron dome. We can totally protect ourselves and be completely invincible to ICBMs. Why aren't we doing that tomorrow? That kind of thing, plus the incredible power if we would push energy independence and export of oil and gas, could really turn the dynamics. I would get extremely aggressive if I was president for a day, and there'd be entire aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean and moving towards the Baltic and the Black Sea. And we would, I think we should put missiles in Poland and do whatever we got to do to push them with and we still are superior militarily to Russia. Our jets are better than theirs. Our troops are better than theirs. We just lack the will.
So what's on your mind, folks? Is this situation in Ukraine on your mind, or is tattoos more important? Missing planes? A bigger story more important to you? Gaining more of your attention, or... You know, a military being reduced and American strength, a thing of the past. What's on your mind? Tell us what you'd do if you were president. 855-200-1776 to weigh in on that. One, to step up in that soapbox and leave your message and give us your 2 cents uninterrupted. Or two, to have a conversation with us today on the program. We call What's on Your Mind.
And have you filled out your brackets?
There you go. Maybe more people care about March Madness. It's a diversion, I guess, right? I have my bracket. I've not filled it out yet. Have you filled yours out?
I filled out one, but, you know, my question is, how far do I have the bison going?
All right, we got a special guest next, and then back to these topics at the bottom of the hour. 855-200
1776. You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550. and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Travel alerts in the oil patch. We want to tell you about Dunn County Sheriff's Department has issued a no travel advisory on Highway 22, Killdeer, north of the county line. McKenzie County Sheriff's Department has issued a no travel advisory due to icy roads, so be careful there. All right, we're going to chat with Dan Fabian about the latest in the Minnesota legislature in just a moment. Joe and Fargo want to weigh in, too. Go ahead, Joe. You're up on what's on your mind.
Am I on?
You're on, Joe. Take it away, sir.
Oh, hey, I was just wondering. I was watching the CBS News this morning, and they had an issue about the new terrorist attacks, about terrorists using car bombs. And I'm watching the program, and they had the ins and the outs of the information about the car bombing. I'm just wondering, like, how does the news channel have all this information? And if this stuff was true, wouldn't they have already, like, apprehended these people? Or if they had all the information, wouldn't they have done something to stop this already? I mean, I think it – and then right when they were showing it, they're showing another picture of the Twin Towers being blown up. So, I mean, it's just – you know, it's just another way for the CBS just to terrorize people into probably giving up more of our rights is probably what I was taking from it. I don't know. Did you guys see anything about it?
Yeah, I saw one story. I forget, one of the international papers talked about Al Qaeda magazine having some commentary about striking New York and D.C. with car bombs. You know, I guess I don't. What's new there is that they picked up this information or they're talking about it. But I agree with you. I think it seems to be more about the threat. You know, terrorism is more about scaring people than it is actually pulling these things off. And you're making the point that CBS is a willing ally in all of this. You know,
yeah, they were showing, of course, the Democratic states are doomed and terrorized. And there's just another thing about the front page of the paper, too. Tattoos, I mean, come on, and a missing plane? I mean, can't they get over this a little bit? I mean, the last time they talked about what the IRS is doing, how about are we not due to pay our taxes pretty soon? Hasn't anybody thought about how are we going to stop these people from giving $62 billion to themselves in bonuses for collecting our taxes? And
I'm voting for Joe for editor of all the newspapers in America because I agree with you. Those stories should be a lot more prevalent. Appreciate your call today. Thanks a bunch. State Representative Dan Fabian is here. He's a Republican from Roseau. Keeps us updated on the Minnesota legislative session. Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. You know, I'm doing okay. I've got a bad cold, so I apologize for my voice.
They're going around. I just finally shed one here in the last 24 hours. My gosh, it's no fun, all those bugs that are floating out there. But I don't doubt that some of that that liberal silliness down there in Minnesota infected you with this cold, probably.
It's a bad virus, no doubt, yeah.
How's the battle?
Well, we're battling. The problem is that one-party control in Minnesota is continuing on. You know, this was supposed to be the governor referred to as the un-session. And we don't seem to be undoing too many things. We did pass that bill in the House that would repeal some of the taxes that they never should have put in place in the first place. And now it's stalled in the Senate, although now I hear that the Senate is going to take it up tomorrow, possibly. So at least we're going to give some of the money back to the hardworking people of Minnesota. But it's just a small portion of the tax increases that actually did happen. Quite frankly, I think that businesses are becoming very concerned about the business climate, or more and more concerned about the business climate in the state of Minnesota. And we're seeing some of the effects of that already with a great company like DigiKey that's located in northwestern Minnesota is now expanding their complete operation into Fargo, North Dakota. This has been going on for too long, and I don't see an end to it during this current legislative session.
I see that the Governor Dayton was critical of Senate Democrats stalling on the tax cut bill you were talking about, and I understand they're holding it hostage until they get approval for a new Senate office building. Is that right?
Well, that was kind of what was going around here in the four walls here, and Governor Dayton kind of confirmed that in his press conference yesterday. Shortly after his press conference, Senator Bach and Senator Scoy met with the press and said that they would be bringing that tax bill to the Senate floor, I believe, on Thursday, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So, yeah, there's some games being played, you know, within the DFL. There's a lot of difference about, particularly between the House and the Senate, how we should be moving forward here. And it'll be interesting to see how the DFL on DFL fighting turns out here at the end of the session.
Mark, you had a question for Dan?
Yeah, hey, Dan, Mark here. I think recruiting's going pretty good for you in these House races, isn't it?
Well, everything that I understand, yeah. You know, I'm not real involved in that. I'm not a part of that group, although I do have a couple of possible replacements for representatives that I've been working with. A couple of people, one person in particular that has a background very, very, very similar to mine. And just kind of waiting for the endorsing conventions to be completed so that you know, I can get out and be a little bit more, I'll say, hands-on with some of these people. So,
well, you'd be a good mentor because I think I really like your approach, Dan. You'd be a good mentor for these people.
You know, we had a simple little thing in committee last night. We've been meeting long days. I'm not complaining about that. Don't misunderstand me. But in the Environment Committee last night, the DNR came in with a proposal that would actually make it easier to transfer some lands from state ownership to private ownership, or maybe sell it to the counties or do some swaps and trades and so forth. And on any piece of property that was on a lake that was less than 150 feet of shoreline, they wanted to transfer more of that authority to the counties so that these exchanges could take place. You know, I've worked a lot of, in the last 3 years, trying to speed up some of these acquisitions and transfers and so forth. And that was their recommendation. They've been working with the northern counties on these issues where so much state land exists. But in the committee meeting, Representative Wagenius from Minneapolis had an amendment that would strike that language out of the bill. And so we discussed it. Then I asked for a roll call on it. And, you know, the DFLers from the metro area, you know, continued to support Representative Wagenius on this, so we didn't get that put in. And it just kind of, excuse me, I'm so sorry, it just kind of highlights the fact that what so many of us in truly rural Minnesota feel, that the DFL House of Representatives does not listen to our concerns. They think that they know better than we do. You know, we actually live on these lakes in northern Minnesota, and they come up there once in a while to vacation on them. Our kids swim in them. And, you know, it's kind of like the bullying bill to suggest that we don't care, that we don't know enough, that we can't take care of matters, that we can't protect the environment is really offensive to me. And the actions of that committee last night just kind of reinforced that, what so many of us in rural Minnesota feel about the St. Paul Liberals.
Yeah, so, it is.
The bully bill, the bullying bill is up in the Senate Finance Committee today. And another horrible piece of legislation. It continues to be a horrible piece of legislation.
Keep fighting there, sir. Not only that cold, but also against all the onslaught of things thrown at common sense these days in the legislature. Dan Fabian, thank you.
Thank you. See you guys. Important question.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
At the base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I am Scott Hinnon. What's on Your Mind preview hour, 855-200-1776. One emailer here says, how about we drop all talk about the missing aircraft until we have something factual and real? I'm getting sick of hearing all the crazy theories about this missing plane. It's distracting from our real problems like Obamacare, our failing economy, and voter fraud. I'm in agreement with that emailer. We're running on a lot of rabbit trails on this missing plane, and it's getting to the point. I saw one report on CNN last night where there were six different experts on at the same time.
Yeah, they're just obsessed by it all the time.
So you had some moderator on with a bunch of different pilots, and everybody's just, you know, throwing out some wild theories on what happened.
And yet more and more people are signing up for socialized medicine. I think every one of them is a disaster because they have to all be freed from this gulag, this medical gulag called abomination care.
Ron Paul has some advice for us on Crimea. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
Why do we care?
Oh, he's by the Crimea River, isn't he?
There you go. He says that America's reaction to the Crimea vote to secede from Ukraine should be, so what? Why does the U.S. care which flag will be hoisted on a small piece of land thousands of miles away? Wrote this in an op-ed.
That's Ron Paul?
It is.
He's finally going senile on us.
You think so?
Everybody's got to care. This was the constitutional government that included the Crimea. This doesn't happen by some sort of an intimidated vote. That's not the process. That's what we fought the Civil War over. A secession is a serious thing, and it's this was because of the brute jackboot strength of the Russians. This isn't international norm.
Not to mention, I don't know of a lot of confidence anywhere in that vote. Pre-printed ballots on how you're supposed to vote, and you know.
How would you like to vote against that? You certainly wouldn't tell anybody. Well, the all of the Tartars and of the pro-Western Ukrainians didn't even vote. Several of them just, they knew it was a done deal. They knew it was a slam dunk.
By the way, different topic altogether, but Senator Heidi Heitkamp is holding a town hall meeting in Fargo today, 5:15 at Carl Ben Eielson Middle School.
Oh.
Take questions from North Dakotans, discuss how she's working to make sure their voices are heard in Washington. A lot of our listeners have expressed an interest in being able to visit one-on-one with Senator Heitkamp, and here's your opportunity. 5:50 this afternoon, a town hall meeting, Carl Ben Eielson Middle School. We'll get some public service announcements on about that. We do that when Congressman Kramer comes to town. We want to do the same for Senator Heitkamp because it's a good opportunity for you to converse one-on-one. She's also doing this in Grand Forks tomorrow at 5:15 at Schrader Middle School cafeteria. And did one yesterday in Bismarck. So, again, Fargo Town Hall meeting, Senator Heitkamp, 5:15 today. Carl Ben Eielson Middle School. That's at 1601 13th Avenue South in Fargo. Tomorrow in Grand Forks, 5:15 at Schrader Middle School cafeteria. I applaud the time she's doing it, too, because I think, you know, after 5, it's generally easier for folks to get to them.
Right.
You know?
Smart.
During the workday.
She's a smart lady. Disagree with her about a lot of things, Obama, but she's a smart lady.
There you go. And she is our U.S. Senator, along with Senator Heitkamp. So.
And anybody from either party can go and ask her any question about public policy.
Now, here's a story I think probably would have been better placed on the front page instead of the headline about first drops of ink. And that is this horrific story about authorities arresting 14 men
Oof.
In a secret members-only child pornography website that involved 251 children, 12 of them from North Dakota.
That's terrible.
12 children from North Dakota. It just offends you to the core, doesn't it? That this stuff would happen. And here's this is a good wake-up call for parents to pay attention to what your kids are doing online. Some of the men assumed female online personas to connect with children who ranged in age from 3 to 17 years of age on popular social networks. So they're trolling Facebook. All right? They're trolling, you know,
bus stations.
Well, I suppose.
That was the old way, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, Instagram and Twitter and all these places where your kids are conversing, right? And the alleged U.S. victims who have been identified and contacted by authorities were from 39 U.S. states. The majority were between 13 and 15 years old. All but a handful were boys. 12 of the victims were from North Dakota. Authorities said 23 of the 251 victims were identified in Britain, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and Belgium. Never before in the history of this agency have we identified and located this many minor victims in the course of a single child exploitation investigation, said the deputy director of ICE. 11 of the men charged in the Eastern District of Louisiana. The website had more than 27,000 subscribers, many of whom have been charged in individual cases. It did not have figures on how many suspected subscribers have been arrested on lesser charges, but said at least 300 others in the U.S. and abroad are under investigation. The underground website was a hidden service board on the Tor network of Darknet, investigators said, referring to a hidden online network sometimes used for illicit activities. The website shared videos of boys enticed into providing sexually explicit material through Tor, which allows online anonymity by routing internet traffic in a way that conceals a user's location. The men were charged with conspiracy to operate a child exploitation enterprise. Network was identified after an item was sent through the U.S. Postal Service to a child. That led authorities to the website's main administrator, Jonathan Johnson, 27, of Albeda Springs, Louisiana, who's been in custody since June of last year. He faces 20 years to life in prison. Authorities said 20 of the child victims were from Louisiana, 19 from Texas, 12 from North Dakota, 10 from Colorado.
It's poor kids.
ICE is seeing a growing trend of children being enticed into sharing sexually explicit material online. We cannot arrest our way out of this problem. Education is key to prevention.
And so in Minnesota, they want to have anti-bullying bills that shows pornography to kids. And the educators cannot be prosecuted for pornography in this curriculum. How perverse is that?
Yeah, and that abomination is in the Minnesota Senate today.
Yeah.
So make sure you let your Minnesota senator know what your feelings are about that.
And if your senator votes wrong, and there's no ambiguity here, if they vote wrong to foist this aggressive agenda, they need to be defeated, folks. They're running again in 2016. All the senators in Minnesota, everyone that votes wrong needs to have aggressive opposition.
Exactly right. All right, 20 before the hour, we better do a little sports. The Wild came out of the nosedive after losing two in a row, huh?
Molson went back to New York Islanders, scores two goals.
Six, on the road, too, right?
On the road, six goals. Well, they've been putting together this great team. You know, they've got a powerhouse of a team.
They played Boston, who's red hot.
Yeah, and won 9-10 in a row.
Yeah, and they lost at home to who again? Columbus?
Yeah, and shootouts. They've gotten points.
Shootout, yeah.
They've gotten points most of the time. They're still well in deep enough into the playoff hunt, but they can't afford to lose 2-3 more in a row. But they looked like the team we thought they were last night. You know, this has only happened like 6 times in their history. 6 goals and a shutout from this new goalie. So pretty impressive.
You like the Bison chances for an upset against the Sooners tomorrow?
I'm picking it. I absolutely am. I feel when you look, I was looking at their increase in scores and how they have really peaked at a good time. The culture in North Dakota, I think there's something special with the Bison. I'm even crazy enough to
think they can go another round. I think they can beat San Diego State in the next year. But then reality comes to visit in the form of Arizona. I mean, you know, at some point we got to wake up. They're probably not going to win it all. But if they won one or two games, it would be really – just the fact that they're there is cool. But I sure hope they can beat Oklahoma, and I believe they can.
And, of course, the Sioux Ladies.
Yeah, how cool is that?
In the big dance, too. So we have a lot to – celebrate this
and
week.
The Twins are looking good. They've got a nice looking pitching staff and seem to be pretty healthy. I'm looking forward to that. The Timberwolves had a great game the other night. They're going to play again. They've got to win at least three-fourths of their games to make it in, though. And then, of course, Phil Jackson with his he needs to have a third hand for all of his rings. He's back electrifying the New York Knicks back there in New York.
What do you think of that? Now, he's not going to coach them. He's just a front office guru, right?
He's the greatest mind in basketball. There's no doubt. And just look at the proof of the pudding. His was it 12 rings or something? It's just unbelievable. They are ecstatic. Carmelo Anthony is ecstatic. He said he'll do anything I can. The culture is instantly different.
I was kind of hoping he was going to come back on the bench myself.
Yeah, well, he kind of is. You know what I mean?
He retired a couple of years ago from coaching.
He definitely will be the number one advisor. Let's just put it that way. The coach will serve at his behest, and this coach will be encouraged to please him.
5-year deal, $12 million a year.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
To run a basketball team.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig if you can get it, huh?
Yeah. He won two as a player with the Knicks.
That's kind of cool.
And then the greatest coaching.
He's from Williston, in case you don't know.
Yeah, and UND.
That's exactly right. A UND alum.
He and John Wooden are regarded as the two greatest basketball minds. Coach K is up there in the top five, but he is considered the greatest pro coach, period.
Are you watching the exhibition games then with the Twins? You paying attention, Ronnie?
Yeah, I am. I'm liking, of course, they have all of the kids. They're starting to cut the players, sending them back down. Buxton got a home run, this number one prospect in all of baseball. They've got great speed. They got one of their players that banged a triple from each side of the plate. They're a fun team.
Might you be watching the game at noon today?
Well, I think I will. I like doing that.
Very nice. Very nice.
So go Bison. You know, how fun is that? I think Michigan State's going to win it all. They just blew away Michigan, who was supposed to be a first-rounder by 13 points or something. They're healthy again. They've been unhealthy. They were preseason picks, and they got a great coach, too. So I think Michigan might be in the Final Four. I knew Michigan State be in the Final Four.
Well, check your weather coming up here in our What's on Your Mind survey question. What's more important to you, a missing plane or the Ukraine? Or... you think we're paying enough attention to this situation? Maybe tattoos are on your mind rather than...
I'm not going to get a tattoo today.
Russian aggression. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you've had enough for winter, it's time to head for Walker, Minnesota, Leech Lake, and one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake. Did you know they have a stunning... spa resort within a resort there? It's the Copper Door Aveda Spa. And what a way to thaw out after all this brutal cold. A spa treatment, body treatments, skin therapy, all kinds of great spa packages, massages, nail care. They do it all. And get a load of this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday, two nights at the Chase, and your choice of two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa or a four-hour snowmobile rental, all for only $199. Less than 100 a night. But you need to call to book your reservations right now. 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last. Call right now to reserve yours. 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Fargo Air Museum tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that. It's a wonderful place.
It is terrific.
Sixth annual celebrity auction and dinner is a big fundraiser for the Air Museum. And that is coming up on Friday, April the 4th. The 5 p.m. social and silent auction and 7 p.m. dinner. Live auction at 7:30. Always lots of fun.
You're going to do What's in Your Mind from there tomorrow?
From there tomorrow, yes. Exactly right. Looking forward to that. Friday in studio, and then headed down to the Twin Cities for a little NCHC hockey action this weekend as well. Looking forward to that. See the Fighting Sioux in action. All right, this is the program we call What's on Your Mind, 855-200-1776. Missing plane or Ukraine? Russian aggression or tattoos? What would you say are high on your list of...
I think the saddest ones of all is the people that fall in love and tattoo Lucille on their belly, and then they fall in love with Mary.
I wouldn't get a tattoo on a bet. I would not.
How big of a bet?
No, I wouldn't. I just would not do it.
You wouldn't do it?
I would not do it.
What if Maria came to you and said, please, just on your shoulder, by your heart, just a little one of Maria?
No, she wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I know she wouldn't do that. See?
All right.
So, I just...
would you be mad at her if she had a, if she had your name tattooed on her?
Yeah, I just don't think...
You'd be irked?
Yeah, I don't think it's... I don't think we ought to be... I think we ought to be honoring our bodies a little more than that. Now, does that make me a prude?
Well...
Is that some, prudish?
An enormous percentage of the youth of America would think it does.
Is that right?
But remember, Queequeg from Moby Dick was the illustrated man from way back when. A lot of the sailing sorts and circus people have been tattoo artists.
Right. But I'm just saying it's not for me. I guess I don't, people that decide to do them, I'm not going to think ill of them. Or
the thing about it is, it's forever, though. It seems like.
That's what I mean. I mean,
wouldn't you get a little tired of that after a while?
Just as a parent, I would really not want my son or daughter to go there. I would be disappointed in that. That was Bill O'Reilly's talking points, I think, is what that was.
Yeah, that was a great show last night. He was very decisive.
America is in danger. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it?
Because Putin is getting away with seizing land that belongs to Ukraine, other bad people are taking notice. Today, Putin justified his aggressive action.
Our main partners in the United States and their practical policy prefer not to use international law, but the law of the strong and what they're doing. They believe in their uniqueness, that they can rule the world, that they can always be right.
It's clear Putin is going to do exactly what he wants to do, and that includes taking over weak countries. He well understands the Western democracies are weak themselves, debt-ridden, and selfish. Therefore, we can expect the following unintended consequences. A. North Korea most likely get more aggressive towards South Korea. Last weekend, they fired missiles in a provocative way. B. The Syrian butcher Assad will most likely regain control of that country, and another bloodbath will ensue. C. China will most likely seize a small island chain currently governed by Japan. And worst of all, Iran will most likely ramp up its nuclear weapons activity, knowing that Putin will no longer embrace sanctions once the West starts to sanction him. President Obama has announced that the G7 will meet next week in Holland to discuss punishing Russia. If the G7 does impose harsh sanctions, Putin will then align himself with Iran, knocking out the nuke weapons negotiations. So you can see what a big mess this is. And you can also see that President Obama has little power to do much about it. In the short term, Putin is willing to take some economic pain to conquer territory, and believe me, this thug is not going to stop. He's going to cause as much trouble as he can because that diverts attention away from the bad Russian economy. By using military power, Putin becomes a big hero rather than being seen as the incompetent administrator he is. The truth is that President Obama tried a soft power policy, and it has failed dismally. We're living in a very dangerous world where killers rule, intimidate, and inflict massive damage on innocent people. The North Koreans, Chinese, Iranians, and Syrians will kill anybody without remorse.
Do you think the average American is in tune to this level of threat right now?
No.
I don't either.
No.
We're obsessing with a missing jetliner, totally missing dangers that confront this country.
Extremely dangerous to not be strong. And they're purging a lot of great patriotic generals who don't want to just kiss Obama's imperial ring. Are being purged. Hundreds of officers, generals, and under officers are being purged. Many say it's because the ones that that want to stand up for this country, our autonomy, want to have a stronger defense, are standing up for the veterans, and don't like the idea of ever turning their weapons on the American people.
26 degrees in Fargo right now, heading for a high of 42. It'll be cloudy today. Forecast looks like 42 today, 48 tomorrow, 35 Friday, 21 Saturday, 30 on Sunday. Much better. Much, much better than we've been. I'll take that all the way. Out in the oil patch, 46 today, partly sunny skies, 46 tomorrow, 26 Friday, cooling off into Saturday 23, Sunday 30 degrees as well. Around the region, 26 Fargo, 27 Grand Forks, Jamestown 27, Devil's Lake 27 on the patch, 30 in Minot, Williston 29, Tioga and Stanley 27, Dickinson at 31.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.